This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. and Iraq officials are reporting American diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in three rocket and drone attacks in the past 24 hours, including at least 14 rockets hitting an Iraqi airbase hosting U.S. forces, wounding two American service members. U.S. analysts believe they were part of a campaign by Iranian-backed armed groups. Investigators have identified three men found shot to death on a golf course at Pine Tree Country Club in Kennesaw. That's a country club in the Atlanta suburbs, but it's unclear what prompted the violence. Golf pro Eugene Siller, 46-year-old Henry Valdez of California, and 76-year-old Paul Pearson of Kansas. The gunman ran away on foot and remains at large. Federal Judge J.P. Bouley in Georgia says he will not strike down parts of a state's new voting law. On Wednesday, he struck down the lawsuit brought by the Coalition for Good Governance because there are already runoff elections underway in the state. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
More boots on the ground at the border. Tim Berg reports.
Ohio is the latest state to send law enforcement to the Texas-Mexico border as part of a plan to slow a surge in illegal immigration. Ohio Highway Patrol troopers will help with border surveillance. They're set to arrive in Texas later this week and will stay for 2 weeks. This comes as we await the number of illegal crossings in June, which are expected to be just as high as the previous months since President Biden took office. Allison Anderson recently moved to Del Rio, Texas, with her family. She says that she's constantly concerned for the safety of her three daughters amid the worsening border crisis.
All we've seen here is an increase, and what I can say in all the years that I've had personal experience in dealing with illegal aliens, we've never dealt with a single family in it. 3 nights ago, there was a group at our next door neighbor's house circling the vehicles and tapping on their daughter's bedroom window.
USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
President Trump is leading a class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google, as well as their CEOs, over allegations of censorship after the companies banned his and other American accounts.
We're demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting, banishing, and canceling that you know so well. Our case will prove this censorship is unlawful. It will be a pivotal battle in the defense of the First Amendment, and in the end, I am confident that we will achieve a historic victory for American freedom.
Trump said Wednesday the lawsuit will aim to, at a very minimum, change the protections platform under Section 230, and at a maximum, take it away. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the best in the land. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Tampa Bay Lightning are Stanley Cup champions for the second straight year. They beat the Montreal Canadiens in the decisive Game 5 of the finals 1-0, becoming the ninth different franchise to repeat as champs. Lightning goalie Andre Vasilevskiy winning the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoffs MVP. He saved all 22 of Montreal's shots on Wednesday night and finished the playoffs with a .937 save percentage and a 1.90 goals against average. Vasilevskiy becoming the first goaltender to win the Conn Smythe since Jonathan Quick of the LA Kings in 2012. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Live. I don't know about you, but, when I heard that Joe Biden was suggesting that there should be somebody knocking at our door, knock, knock, with a vaccine, shades and memories of the Saturday Night Live skit with the land shark. Megan Barthwaite, think the land shark knocking at the door, you know, land shark, vaccine. This is so incredible that Joe Biden would suggest this. I mean, we think it's incredible, but they're serious about this sort of stuff. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of RingandBabe.com, is with us right now. What do you think? Am I over the top?
No, I actually think you're kind of underhitting it a little bit. This is like the Jehovah's Witness, if you remember those Jehovah's Witnesses. Now they're Jehovah's Witnesses. Did you ever open your door to Jehovah's Witnesses? I remember I didn't. Who's going to open their door to strangers, especially government agents? And do we really think that the government agents are just going to stop and check to see if you've got your COVID jab?
Yes, exactly.
Your genetically modified, non-FDA approved COVID jab. No, they won't stop there. They'll check to see how many guns, perhaps, you have in the house. If you recall, this, and I'm not being a conspiracy theorist here or a tinfoil hat wearer, Obama inserted into the health care law under Obamacare that doctors were supposed to ask, remember, how many guns you had in the house. Even census workers were asking these probing questions. They expanded the questions of the census to include extraordinarily private information, whereby in the census, all you have to say is how many people live in your house. That's it. You don't have to answer all these other questions. Mm-hmm. And so are they going to ask, will you accept that Dr. Fauci is your Lord and Savior? Because that's really what this comes down to. We keep saying, oh, trust the science. Well, if we really looked at the science, Phil, we would see that only 5% of total COVID deaths between at least Great Britain and America were only due to COVID.
Exactly.
The rest had comorbidities.
Mm-hmm.
So this vaccination push, which includes not only government agents showing up at your door and asking you your most personal health care information, which is against HIPAA laws, is akin to what I just mentioned, but mm-hmm. this is the total expansion of government intrusion into your private life. And what happened to HIPAA?
Yes, exactly. Well, because, the government trumps all that and whatever they want. Now, I want to go back on this 5% number because I want people, we've been doing the math for everybody. 5% of 600,000, you're talking half of the normal number of a normal flu season. So for half the number, which the CDC kind of put it out there, and I think it was like one of those CYA exposures, you know, where they, you know, later on when it's really investigated and they say, wait a minute, you shut down the country, you did all this and you know, and you had this big number. Yeah, but we did tell everybody, you know, at one point we did, and we have it on tape where we told everybody it was 5%. So this is kind of like, you know, plausible deniability down the road. But this is the reality. And, of course, the legacy media, others, have just kind of left it by the wayside, and they continue to push that, you know, the 600,000 deaths of, you know, of COVID, by COVID. And then, of course, now, as that is starting to slip away, we go, oh, no, but there's a new variant coming, right? So we got to maintain that fear factor.
Well, of course, because fear is absolutely necessary when it comes to controlling a populace. And that's why the Democrats always use fear, whether it's the boogeyman of the white supremacist living next door to you or the boogeyman of the flu, because COVID truly is nothing more than the flu. And what now we have is the Delta variant, and then we're going to have the Lambda variant, and then we'll probably have the Beta variant, and then we're going to have the Alpha variant. But this is not uncommon to viruses. There are variants. Even the common cold have a variant strains of flu. That's how viruses mutate. They're treating this COVID flu as if it were an anomaly. It's not an anomaly. It's a standard virus. But what's different, what's the anomaly about this flu, is the government action and reaction to it. And if we think that this is going to be the last time, even Jen Psaki said on in the press conference the other day, that Biden would totally support more lockdowns and more shutdowns.
Well, of course, because there is a midterm coming, and that's coming at them really quick, and the numbers do not look good. I mean, you've got over 50% of the country going, they do not believe that Joe Biden's running the country. And I think of that 56% that says that, you've got about a third, 30% are Democrats. So people in their own party are not convinced. And, you know, and everybody has an idea on that. And God forbid that we have a suspicion, because, you know, suspicion means we're conspirators. But it's amazing how many suspicions that we've had over the years, just even in the Trump administration and so far in the Biden administration, how they've proven true, right?
Well, and also not only a majority of American people, and I think it also went up to about 62% of that number. It was between, you know, it was over 50%, but also just about 50% of Democrats don't believe that Joe Biden won the election fairly.
Right.
They believe that there was cheating going on. So this explains perhaps the 30% of Democrats who believe that he's not running the country, because more 20% more Democrats don't believe that he was elected fairly. And so this is why we're seeing the DOJ get involved in federalist issues and state issues specifically related to election integrity. Pennsylvania just announced yesterday that they have the votes to begin a full forensic audit. And they learned about the forensic audit from their trip to Arizona. And we're going to start seeing the dominoes fall when these audits come to completion. I'm waiting on pins and needles to see what this Arizona audit proves, because this not only happened in Arizona, this happened in all of the, seven swing states, I believe?
Exactly.
Seven swing states?
It's a consistent pattern, no doubt. Yes,
right.
Exactly.
It's a template, and I've said this before on your show, and I'll repeat it. It's a template of fraud. If it works one place, they'll just simply duplicate their efforts in another place, and they don't have to commit fraud in the entire state. The Democrats specifically cherry-picked the largest counties that they knew would be easiest to flip, or where they could perhaps gain a stronghold and just, you know, inch over President Trump. Let's not forget, President Trump only lost Georgia by less than 12,000 votes. It was just uncovered that they have hundreds of thousands of ballots that have no chain of custody in Georgia.
Exactly.
So this not only could affect the presidential election when these audits are finished, this could also affect the down ballot as far as senatorial control.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, the old saying is that you follow the money, right? And what the Democrats have taught us through this whole process is forget about the money. Just follow the attorneys. When you see how many attorneys have gone to these key states that you're talking about or these key districts, it's quite revealing. It doesn't take, you know, some rocket scientist or brain surgeon to figure this out. We've got more from Megan Barth. She's a founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. And we've got, there's a lot to talk about, including ivermectin. So stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be all alone. lost.
Yeah, you can call me Bill. Just don't call me Al, because I won't know who you're talking to, okay? Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. I am Bill Martinez. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com continues with us. Megan, I'll tell you, the oligarchs of Tenocracy, the legacy media, deep state, there is a definitive party line that may not necessarily be all, part of the Democratic Party, certainly not part of conservatives. It has its own drumbeat, and it's on display here. I mean, we already heard Donald Trump is suing, big tech, Twitter and Facebook for, canceling him. I mean, here he is, for goodness sakes, the president of the United States, and he has no utilization of the platform. I mean, forget about the First Amendment right here, even from former presidents. So he's a former president. So what does that mean for us? And of course, what's happening now is Naomi Wolf is finding out that it's not serving her either, because if she doesn't hold to the party line, the liberal author, as she just found out, this is being censored by Twitter and YouTube after questioning Fauci. And of course, she's considering suing. I mean, how dare you question Fauci, right? I guess that's that is a straight line. You can't go to jail, collect $200. You can't, pass go, collect $200. You just go straight to big tech jail, I guess, huh?
Right. And that specifically comes in ivermectin, which has been a treatment that has long been used off label to assist with patients that have been affected by, viruses that have lethality, and a lot of viruses do, depending upon your comorbidities. I remember watching congressional testimony from a doctor in Michigan who mm-hmm. said he has been, a doctor for 30-plus years, and he's having resounding success. Instead of venting patients and using the expensive ventilators, mm-hmm. by getting them on ivermectin immediately, and was pleading to be able to use, and at least the medical community and the bureaucracy recognized that ivermectin could be an initial step to be used as an off-label treatment for COVID. India implemented ivermectin immediately and saw a 98% decrease in hospitalizations.
Wow. And
we never did this. Why? Because Dr. Fauci lied.
Because Dr. Fauci wasn't, he didn't have part of the patent, and he got no royalty from ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. But I would guarantee you that if he did, we wouldn't have a problem with either one of those drugs.
Well, exactly. We wouldn't have a problem because ivermectin has been shown time and time again, whether it's in the U.S. or abroad, that it was a very effective first step in treating critically ill COVID patients, bypassing expensive therapies like ventilators. We have reports where ventilators are being thrown out. We have an excess stock of ventilators. Those aren't cheap pieces of equipment. But Donald Trump made sure that every hospital and anyone who asked for vents had vents that needed it. But we also can't forget that the bureaucracy not only exists in Washington, D.C., it also exists in hospitals, whereby they were getting paid more to have patients be on ventilators. It was all simply a money game to these bureaucrats, and many of them violated their Hippocratic Oath. And I have long asked that Dr. Fauci have his medical license removed, because he's nothing more than a greedy bureaucrat.
Well, there is a movement, Americans for Limited Government, pushed out through Facebook over 7,000 messages to Congress saying, fire Dr. Fauci. He has the vote of no confidence has come in. I mean, he has lost confidence. And if you notice, he's not quite on the tube as much as he used to be, right?
Yeah, he is going on MSNBC, which has horrible ratings. The ratings have tanked since President Trump left office. The only people, I guess, watching MSNBC left are those that watch Rachel Maddow. But he was just on Chris Hayes the other night, who pulls in less viewers than a D-list actress.
Yes.
So he's appearing on Chris Hayes, and that's about it. Mm. But we do have a problem, obviously, with medical disinformation, and it's not coming from the likes of Dr. Naomi Wolf, who is touting ivermectin. It is coming from a little tyrant Napoleon, who he used to be called by some of his former colleagues, by Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, right. Well, it's interesting. Ivermectin, in much the same way as even the vaccinations, are not FDA approved or authorized for the treatment of COVID, but, you know, hydroxychloroquine kind of in that same category that it's almost left up to the doctors, again, in doing no harm, and they're finding something that's working, because even though there was such hatred about Donald Trump, because Donald Trump said, hey, look, at you know, he admitted to taking hydroxychloroquine, and last time I looked, he's been alive and well since. It didn't put him in any danger. His doctors are, well, I mean, this is the president of the United States, and it was very effective for him. And it's been very effective for others around the country. And the doctors are saying, look, I'm still going to, in rhythm and in consistent with my Hippocratic oath to do no harm, I am going to prescribe, whether it's ivermectin or it's hydroxychloroquine, because it works. And, you know, they're not, yeah, I mean, they're saving people, like you say, you know, from any kind of horrendous, you know, life-saving efforts that would, you know, put them in the hospital and dealing with a ventilator.
Well, and we can't also forget that many Democrat governors like mine in Nevada basically through executive fiat outlawed hydroxychloroquine for treatment. So doctors couldn't even prescribe it because pharmacists weren't fulfilling the prescription.
Right.
And this is medical tyranny. What we witnessed over the last 15 months is medical tyranny, and not conducted by doctors. In the sense of those that haven't been sitting behind a desk in government collecting a $457,000 paycheck like Dr. Fauci, the highest paid bureaucrat in the country. You know, the medical tyranny is coming from the medical bureaucracy and Democrats who have absolutely no business getting in between your doctor and your choice of health care.
Right, exactly. And you can thank Obamacare for this, because this all set the stage, didn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we were screaming back in 2008, 2009, when Obamacare was being considered, that it was just basically it puts government bureaucrats between you and your doctor. And voila, we got government bureaucrats between us and our doctor when it came to the flu.
Yes.
Because when we look at the numbers, as you repeat, COVID was no worse than the common flu. But the press, the Democrats, the bureaucrats made it such in order to, one, steal an election, and number two, control a population, and number three, give a gift to their communist pals over in China.
Yeah, without a doubt. About a minute and a half left, I wanted to address one of the articles at ReaganBabe.com. Why is the Biden administration making illegal aliens a superior class over American citizens?
Yeah, it's an excellent article, and it really lends itself well to what we just heard. I think it was yesterday or the day before, where the Biden administration is diverting close to $1 billion, that's one with a B, $1 billion from COVID relief funds to house and care for illegal immigrants. $1 billion. We have vets on our streets. We have homeless vets. We have people who have been out of work because of government fiat and mandates, specifically in Democrat states. We have people who are hurting in this country. Now we're waving a $1 billion carrot at the border. We can't build the border wall. The Biden administration stopped the construction on the border wall, but they're going to use $1 billion to house criminals, illegal aliens.
Remember how much hell broke loose when Donald Trump wanted to divert some funds to the border? Nancy Pelosi, Congress, I mean, they went absolutely catatonic over it. Biden does this, and it's like, oh, hum, no big deal.
Yep, absolutely. Illegal aliens first, Americans last. That's the mantra of the Democrat Party.
Well, at every turn, forget about this American first policy. We're going to be begging for crumbs. And in the words of Marie Antoinette, hey, just give them cake, right? Why not? Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. and Iraq officials are reporting American diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in three rocket and drone attacks in the past 24 hours, including at least 14 rockets hitting an Iraqi airbase hosting U.S. forces, wounding two American service members. U.S. analysts believe they were part of a campaign by Iranian-backed armed groups. Investigators have identified three men found shot to death on a golf course at Pine Tree Country Club in Kennesaw. That's a country club in the Atlanta suburbs, but it's unclear what prompted the violence. Golf pro Eugene Siller, 46-year-old Henry Valdez of California, and 76-year-old Paul Pearson of Kansas. The gunman ran away on foot and remains at large. Federal Judge J.P. Bouley in Georgia says he will not strike down parts of a state's new voting law. On Wednesday, he struck down the lawsuit brought by the Coalition for Good Governance because there are already runoff elections underway in the state. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, as the nation looks forward to being able to gather together with friends and family, there's going to be celebrations going on, especially July 4th weekend and all summer long. One way to create the perfect summer party is by building a burger bar with beverage pairings to elevate the experience. Why not? Here to help is expert sommelier Theo Rutherford. He's also training and brand education manager for Deutsch Family Wine and Spirits. Theo, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, so let's talk about your best entertainment tip that'll wow our guests this summer.
So all those different flavor combinations that you can think of for your burger bar. So putting out all those different condiments, different cheeses, different salsas, different sauces, kind of all of that, building that for your guests, for me, is a really great way to wow them. It's also a really great way to free you up so you're not standing in the kitchen serving everybody. If you have those out, people can go on, they can do their own flavor combinations, and it frees you up to be able to actually interact with your guests and get those hugs and everything else that you haven't maybe gotten in a little while.
Exactly, and you're going to blow them away because this is a sommelier talking to you about how to blend these tastes together in such a way that enhances the flavors of all these things that you're sharing with your friends and neighbors, and watch their tongues explode as you put these pairings together. Right, Theo?
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, exactly. So what is your most unique go-to burger combination and beverage suggestion?
lot of people don't necessarily think tropical flavors and white wine when they think of burgers. They think of darker, a little bit bigger, bolder flavors. So I really like going with fresh fruits and making fresh fruit sauces, especially with pineapple. You get a little jalapeno in there, so you get a little bit of sweet and the heat that's going on. And for me, that just really gives me an ability to, A, add some brightness to the burger, but B, it also gives me a chance to have a little Sauvignon Blanc with it. So I really like using especially Yellowtail Pure Bright Sauvignon Blanc because it's actually lower calorie and lower in alcohol. So I would say it's also lower in guilt. So that way I can actually enjoy a couple more glasses of it or enjoy a little bit more food if I want to. But that way it sort of, it brings some brightness and some freshness to a burger that might not be that way normally.
I hope everybody's taking notes here because that's going to be the new verbiage around the grill because you're going to talk about sweet heat. I mean, when's the last time you ever heard about sweet heat? Leave it to Theo Rutherford to bring that in. I'm going to steal that, Theo. I want you to know. I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to steal that and own it like it belonged to me always. Okay, you got it. How about some lighter suggestions when pairing rich foods?
So rich foods, you need something that has a little bit more acid to it, especially if you're using sort of bigger, bolder cheeses like a brie or a goat cheese. You want something that has some acid so it cuts a little bit of that richness. So I really like using something like a rosé, especially Fleur de Paris rosé, which is from the south of France, because it has that acid to it. It cuts a little bit of that richness. It gives you a chance to taste some more nuanced flavors, especially if you want to put heirloom tomatoes on your burger or something fresh like that. Mm. It goes really well with those fresh characteristics. Plus, heirloom tomatoes, all the colors and the brightness of those on your burger bar, that's going to be alone the thing that's going to impress people on how gorgeous those can be.
Theo Rutherford, you know how to make us hungry. I mean, shame on you. This sounds so good. I can't wait. Okay, so for traditional burger lovers who prefer big flavors, what would you suggest?
So for big flavors, you need bigger, bolder wines, and there's nothing better than that than a Cabernet. And so I really like Josh Sellers Cabernet, especially the one that comes from Lodi. The reason I like this is Lodi Cabernets tend to be a little bit bigger and bolder and a little smokier than your Napa Cabernet. So it's going to enhance some of the char that you're getting from the grill. It's also going to allow you to put really big things on your burger if you want, even like blue cheese or caramelized onions or things like that. It really allows you to do that. The other reason I really like the Lodi Cab is actually $1 from every bottle that people buy is donated to volunteer fire departments across the country and actually helps combat wildfires in California that have really affected vineyards out there. So,
yeah, well, good. That's a good one to get involved with. And I haven't tried that before, but I'm going to go to Lodi. I may get lost there, if that's okay, like the song says. What about our
Absolutely.
Vegan friends, Theo? Yeah. What about our vegan friends?
So for vegan friends, I love going into the backyard and cutting out fresh herbs and really making a nice fresh chimichurri for them. For me, that brings in really great freshness with the herbs and the garlic and the olive oil, but it also shows a little bit of intentionality that I care and that I thought about them. It also gives me a really good chance to bring out some gin because a good gin and tonic, especially on a hot day, not a whole lot better than that. And I really like gray whale gin because some of the botanicals that are in there are going to be similar to the herbs that I might use, like mint. It really brings the freshness there. It allows me to play with some different craft tonic waters. And like I said, nothing better than a fresh gin and tonic.
Oh, without a doubt. How about, we got about a minute left. How about any other suggestions to create a better burger bar?
I mean, for me, it's all about having fun with it. You know, show off. If you were doing your virtual cooking classes during COVID, it's a chance for you to show off your new knife skills, make you look like a master chef. But for me, it's look at what's fresh, look at what's fun, put those things out there, and just have people, give people the chance to have a good time and talk about what they're doing. This way, it also breaks some of the ice from potentially awkward conversations since we've all been cooped up and don't know how to deal with people anymore. This way, we're not dealing with them on Zoom, and it gives people a chance to do that. So just have
well,
fun.
It's,
it really is.
Exactly. Well, good fun. Theo Rutherford, it's all his fault but look at what he's sharing with us. You know, how to build a better burger bar. The sommelier education manager at Deutsch Family Wine. He is the sales training and brand education manager at Deutsch Family Wine, by the way. Where can they go for more information? Last question, Theo.
So for more information on these, especially the brands that I talked about, ask your local retailers. Ask for them by name. They'll be able to help you out. Or you can go to deutschfamily.com and get all the information on the brands that you need and maybe even a few more.
Happy grilling this summer, Theo. Appreciate all the great ideas. Take care. Are you hungry? I'll tell you, Theo Rutherford did a great job. I mean, you know, and be careful when you show off with your knife skills, okay? You know, don't be getting too carried away and all of a sudden find out that, wait a minute, I'm missing something on my left hand. So, you know, be careful. Those knives can be sharp. Hey, good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Bill Martinez here. Seriously, about all that we're, you know, we've been addressing today, whether it's issues of the church and, you know, bishops, you know, I just pray, particularly for the church, that it would have the courage, that it would, you know, be helped with its non-belief. I think this is, you know, the active prayer of every Christian, is that we run into those moments where we go, Lord, help us believe. You know, help us with our non-belief. God understands that. That's a legitimate prayer. You know, we don't, God doesn't expect us to know it all. And we don't, you know, memo to self. We don't know it all as we're working through these things to try to get this country back on track. And, how confused we are that, you know, we're not dealing with, you know, a binary choice in gender anymore. There, you know, tens of different choices. I think in universities in California, I think they're up to 70 now, 70 options. I mean, how confusing that this has gotten here. And you just wonder, okay, God, what is all this about? No big surprise. This isn't surprising God whatsoever. But it's okay and recommended that we go to God and say, help us understand and help us with our unbelief and how to deal with these things. How do we respectfully and in love the way you would deal with this, that we can have a conversation with people, because no doubt that we just can't excommunicate people and say, well, all right, you're a bit of a knucklehead. I don't want anything to do with you. I don't think that's what God's calling us to do. It's we have this challenge before us, and the opportunity is for us to really, if you have this this idea of being an intellectual and advancing the culture, then we want to do what's right for all concerned. And we need to have that conversation, as the Bible says, you know, that we could sit down and reason together. And it's very difficult to reason with somebody who's unreasonable. I get it. And it takes, you know, people, I've just seen people in my lifetime who have been a very calming agent. And one of my dear friends, Dennis Prager, has an approach with people. When I've seen him get in very difficult areas, it just really has just amazed me how calming he can be. And one of the questions that I've borrowed from him, I would say stolen, but, you know, I don't want to steal from a friend. But and I know he wouldn't mind either if I borrowed it or if I stole it from him. But it's brilliant. And that's his approach, that when you get in those situations with somebody, you just say, help me understand. What a powerful question to ask of somebody. You'd be surprised what kind of answers you get back.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the finance law, number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer, the one and only. Hey, Ted, how you doing?
I'm doing well. As long as you're talking to me and we're both alive, we're doing pretty good.
Hey, we're still plugging away.
We go into all the problems. I could go through all the problems, but I don't think it'd make your radio program any better.
Well, hey, just for a second, did you enjoy your 4th of July?
I did, and you know my wife has been on chemotherapy for 25 years.
Yeah.
And infusions, and she always has a major operation, so she had her bladder and uterus and stuff removed, and then in last August, and then, I mean, this goes on every 3 months, and then a throat operation, and then her back broke again for the third time, and
oh my God.
Now she's got an ulcer in her one eye that has any sight, and so she's discouraged, and one of my granddaughters fell and put a crick in her neck or a bump. So, you know, I can go through all these things, but God is in charge, and we're
Amen.
Doing the spiritual warfare, and
exactly.
we're all getting old, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and in our mid-70s, and we're just glad that I'm talking to you today.
Well, and here we are as we continue to pray for Lily. I mean, you know, what she has gone through, I mean, wow, if she doesn't get the penthouse suite up there, you know, atop the golden streets, I mean, what else do you have to do here, right? Just saying.
I know, and I just turn on the prayers every day and try to keep a positive, godly, positive,
yeah.
not positive mental attitude, but in
right.
Christ.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Attitude of his. He's the victor.
Yeah, amen. Well, let's talk movie guide movie reviews, if we can. These are movie reviews for people of faith. The Tomorrow War. Tell us about this.
Tomorrow War is a well-made movie. A little slow in the beginning, but it's on Amazon Prime. It didn't come out in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Pratt, who we all know because he is a man of faith, stars as Dan Foster, a Forester, a soldier and biology expert, and he is called by people who live. He lives in 2021, but he's talking to people from 2051 who want him to find some vials of medicine because these monsters are killing off the human race in 2051. And if you want to be scared before you go see the movie, they have a whole trailer on constructing the monsters, which are really ugly. So it's very pro-family, very moral, very redemptive, and celebrates family. But it's a tough movie. It's a, you know, minus two movie. A lot of foul language and a lot of violence with monsters that can throw spikes at you and just make life miserable. I don't know whether they can make more, life more miserable than 25 years of chemo drugs, but they certainly try hard.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is what happens in that game. You got to just keep on giving them more, right? I think Pat Riley years ago talked about the disease of more, and that's representative in every walk of life. In movie businesses, like, you know, you got the horror of today, and God only knows what 10 years next will bring in terms of the new horror elements.
Well, I got to give you some good news about that, because, you know, this movie and Tenet and all those do try to do it with more, no more violence or more foul language or whatever. But the movie that the horror movie that's made money is The Quiet Place, which doesn't have foul language, which celebrates prayer, which is family friendly, which is a beautiful movie. And again, it's a similar story about aliens trying to take over the planet. But it's done in a way that's that, you know, you can love it. But it's really beautifully done, and it's probably, we gave an award to the first one. We're probably going to give an award to the second one, and it's made more money than anything else that came out breaking into the pandemic, and it made more money than Tenet, which is absolutely wonderful.
Well, there's a lot to be said about capturing people's imagination. In fact, I was watching a documentary over the weekend regarding Steven Spielberg and the making of Jaws and what they did in setting up the stage to, you know, enrapture the imagination of the people. It wasn't like they needed that mechanical monster every time they, you know, had footage in the water. They just, you know, between the music, that bass line and people's imagination, you were holding on to the edge of your seat. And so I think that that's the challenge of today's movie makers as well, is to be able to, you know, capture people's, you know, imagination. And I find that to be much more compelling than, you know, seeing it right there on the screen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And a lot of the movies that were, you know, sort of family friendly in the end of the golden age of Hollywood were then remade, and they don't make as much money. They don't get as many people. They don't. I teach, you know, I've been head of a department at Berkeley, head of a department at City University. I teach people script writing. I teach people filmmaking. Jeopardy does not have to do with how much sex and violence. You know, I'd never heard anybody come out of a theater and say, if they had one more F word, I would quite get more.
Exactly.
It has to do with setting up a person who's in jeopardy, who becomes somebody we want to save, or the national treasure, or Finding Nemo. We all want Marlin to find Nemo. And it's an exciting movie because we love our children and we want Marlin to find Nemo. You didn't need him to stop and curse every few minutes and get eaten by the sharks.
Exactly. Oh, I always love talking to you. You really stretch my imagination. It's good fun. What about Black Widow?
Black Widow is another movie that's, I don't know how these movies are getting through the system, because it's a movie with a lot of conservative values. You know, she's, Natasha has grown up in Ohio. She gets taken to Cuba. She's sex trafficked. They teach her how to be a killer, and her separated from her sister. And years later, they get back together and they want to go back to Cuba, back to Russia to rescue all these girls that are being turned into killers. Now, if that isn't a conservative plot, I don't know what is. You know, this is like, you know, Taken. Some guy said to me the other day, 2 days ago, he said, I didn't know that was a sex trafficking movie. Well, it's all about sex trafficking, you know.
Exactly.
Liam Neeson has his father, his daughter goes to Paris and gets put into a sex trafficking ring led by Muslims. So this is a similar plot, that, and she bemoans the fact that that she can't have children. There's some overt Christian elements. But again, it's excessive. Again, it's a minus two. It's not for younger people. But the fact that they would have a conservative plot and some very strong redemptive content and prayer and forgiveness is quite incredible. I mean, this is not what you'd expect from the actress or anybody else in this movie.
Mm-hmm. You have an article at movieguide.org regarding, you know, the moral and patriotic movies offering a glimpse into the true heart of America. And I'll tell you, this article is so appropriate because we have such an overwhelming narrative by the legacy media and big tech and that would want us to believe that America is ruined, that we are we're damaged goods. Pigpiled with critical race theory. We've got some elected officials, you know, saying that blacks aren't free. I guess they didn't get the memo, the executive order that Abraham Lincoln had sent out with the proclamation, the Emancipation Proclamation. And somehow, I guess it's to their advantage to make sure that people of color are still in bondage.
Well, that's true. And they do it through misinformation and they do it through fear. And of course, the news media works by fear, by creating fears. Many, many years ago, because the master company for Movie Guide and Christian Film Intelligence, Good News Communication, when I came to Christ late in my life after funding five feature films for Canon Films, some of them were worse than we could possibly talk about. I said, this is good news. We have good news. So I'll tell you some good news. Patriotic, conservative movies last year were in the top. Of the top 10 were almost 60% of them. And anti-patriotic, communist, miserable, vile, anti-American, woke movies, there were none in the top 10. None.
Mm. Well, that really says a lot, and that brings some clarity, and that's important. I want you to repeat those numbers again, Ted, because people need to embrace this, because the impression, the false impression that's being put out there by the legacy media is disingenuous, to say the least.
Well, there were no movies with liberal, progressive, left-wing, woke content in the top 10 of last year's movies, and this happens every year. And 60% of the movies had strong, 90% of the top 10 had strong Christian content, but 60% had strong conservative, like pro-capitalism, pro-patriotism, pro-American. But, you know, look at this, Bill. I go around the world and I teach in India. You know, I teach in Cambodia. I teach in Japan. And everybody there wants hope. They don't want negativism.
Mm-hmm.
And, when we look at, I teach on worldview. I talk about ontology. And in India, the worldview is, if you're a doctrinaire Hindu, is that it doesn't matter what happens because life is just an illusion, or if you're a Buddhist. But the average person in India who's struggling knows that it matters, and they want a savior. So it's interesting, I'll go way back, if you go to The Passion of Christ, did better per capita in Saudi Arabia. It did better per capita in India. These movies do well because the human heart wants hope. It wants good news. It has a tough life. And they want to know that there's a savior because they know that they can't save themselves. They've been trying for years.
Exactly. Ted, where can they go to be in the flow of the know?
Go to movieguide.org. It's free, and we offer free emails on different days of the week for your family, for your children, for your marriage, all sorts of things that can help you choose good entertainment that can build a better life and not entertainment that can tear you down.
Amen. Thank you, Ted. Take care, buddy. God bless.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.